You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Well, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Here in Cleveland, Allstate agents don't wait for something bad to happen to do something good. They're out in our community every day making it a better place for everyone. You are in good hands with Allstate. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. All right, let's play a little fill in the blank here. Let's get some calls. 216-578-0850 as well. I'll start with you, Matt. The Cavs will win tonight if they do blank.
The Cavs will win tonight if they keep the Warriors below 100 points in regulation. I believe that LeBron and situationally down the stretch, the Cavs will have the upper hand to get the stop defensively and not let Curry go off the way he did and get those open looks in the fourth quarter.
Well, I don't even know if you can stop what he did in the fourth quarter. Is it stop? Is it guardable? Is it defensible?
Partially.
The only one he missed is when Shump threw him the ball at the top of the key all by himself.
Wide open. What I would like to see throughout the game and more so than anything in the fourth quarter is for David Blatt to have figured out the proper lineup to create the proper matchups. I know Tristan Thompson's done an amazing job matching up with Steph Curry every time he gets switched onto him. Not going to knock that, okay? But I would prefer a better matchup because I think that Curry is just so good with his handles. That hop back, you know, quick release is just so hard to, play defense against. Even LeBron gets stuck, you know, squatting and unable to even get a hand up in his face, let alone try to contest that shot. So I just prefer, you know, whether it's Shump, J.R. Smith, Delly, or LeBron, you know, somehow that pick and roll, and you got to have another big, though, on that lineup, too. So it has to be either Mozgov or Tristan for the other end. But, yeah, I'd like to have it more a contested look. But the way Curry, you know, shot in the fourth quarter, it was just blindly throwing it at the hoop and it was going in.
It was unbelievable. I think the Cavs win tonight if they continue to control the glass.
Yep.
And if they can get to the line and shoot over 70% from the line.
Yes. And that's been a key factor. That's something that I personally, because of my experience in football, I look for all those little telling statistics that aren't yards, rushing yards, passing yards, but I look for turnovers. I look for third down percentages, you know, fourth down conversions, things of that sort that I can pull the success of one team or I could probably tell you the outcome of a game simply by looking at some of those stats. Turnovers, third down percentages, fourth down conversions, and so on and so forth, and trips to the red zone and tell you who won the game and who didn't. And it's those little statistics, like getting the free throw line that I look. And I looked at the box score, and the Cavs are shooting 10 to 12 more free throws than the Warriors as is, which is great. But as you said, 70-75% plus has to be the number because that's the way you make up. So maybe they shoot four more threes than we do, but we go to the line 10 more times. If we make 8 of those 10, negate their three-pointers, and everybody's just playing even playing ground.
That is exactly right. The other thing they think they have to do to him is continue to put pressure on the role players of the Warriors.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, keep
Make
him in
shoot.
His slump. Harrison Barnes, right. Keep those guys ice cold. All right, blank will be the unsung hero tonight for the Cavaliers.
The unsung hero tonight, and I've called my shot early, is I think J.R. Smith will have his game tonight of 20-plus points. I don't know if Delly can go for 20 again. Because I think, you know, Curry and Thompson and Barbosa, all of those guys are going to be guarding him, know he's going to work so hard on the defensive end. They're going to make him work offensively as well to get to the basket. And they know that some of his baskets came at the right time, they were very clutch, and made those. So they're going to try to negate those. So I'm going to go J.R. Smith. I think this is the game. I just want him to get his shots.
Me too. He's my call too. I want it. It's just what I think is so difficult, and this is a comment I made. I wonder what you think about it. What makes it so difficult, I think, for the role players of the Cavs with the way that the ball is, and rightfully so, monopolized by LeBron. Like, JR could go He could be on the court and basically go a whole quarter without even taking a shot or even touching the basketball.
He disappears at times. And the other thing that I don't like about J.R. Smith sometimes, as we saw in game three, you know, here in Cleveland, is it's dribble, 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 behind the back, step back, shoot with the hand in the face. And yes, he makes those, but the numbers tell us you'll miss more of those than you make. So I'd love to have him, you know, LeBron on a dribble drive, you know, kick to JR, sliding just like James Jones does, you know, along into a passing lane to receive it and have that set up three. I'd prefer that three or four times as opposed to him, you know, dribbling to get open and having a contested three-pointer. I don't care how J-smooth you are. That's difficult to make, and I think a lot of what his struggles have come from.
And I think it's also part of not getting any flow in the offense, because lots of times all of a sudden he'll catch it with 5 seconds left and he has no choice but to jack something up.
And because he doesn't touch the ball so much, I feel like when he finally does, I'm going to dribble this ball for 8 seconds and I'm going to finish this with a shot.
Yes.
I don't care who's on the court. I don't care if LeBron's calling for it. I'm going to try to get mine when I can.
Get it up there. And I think he's going to have a good game. All right, Celeb, you'd most want a picture with at tonight's game.
Well, because he's going to be in attendance, Ric Flair.
The nature boy.
How do you not want a picture with Ric Flair? And
agreed.
Unlike you, I was a wrestling fan as a young boy, and
yep.
My dad still tunes it in. You know, if there's nothing else, if there's crap TV on, he'll always go to wrestling and always watch it. It's always because it's like the grown man soap opera.
Yeah, it's the best.
You know, and I loved it as a kid, but my era was The Ultimate Warrior, Hulk Hogan, Sting, Ric Flair, and to meet him, and of course I've got to meet Jerry the King Lawler, which was great. I didn't get to meet Andre the Giant, you know, which would have been really, really cool. Macho Man, those guys have all obviously passed on, but Ric Flair is getting up there in age, you know, and the abuse that he's taken, a lot like a football player. He's had a 40-year career at this, and so to meet him, shake his hand, and know the life experience that I'm sure he has had. Both in the ring and all around the world, he's probably got stories out the wazoo.
I've got a picture with Ric Flair at WrestleMania 22 in Chicago, and I would
how
like
long
to
ago
get,
was this?
That would have been almost 10 years ago, 9 years
okay.
ago. I've met him a few times at various wrestling events, but I want a picture with Ric Flair while we're doing shots together.
I wouldn't hate that.
That's what I want.
Yeah,
that would be.
I would just look. You got to have your camera phone ready because you never know when he's going to go off.
Oh, yeah.
It's not so much just for the picture. It's for the video.
Oh, yeah. You get some kind of promo on something.
One of those run-ons.
Yeah. Woo! The nature boy. Let's go to Jim in Norton now. What's up, Jim? Jim, are you with us?
Jim.
I'm here.
Hey, Jim. What's up, man?
Where you are? There you are. Okay. Hey, I think the most important thing right now is that the season is down to the last 96 minutes, all right? LeBron wants to get this win and then go out to Golden State and start celebrating. So we need to control players' minutes. The coaching staff is the most important part of winning this championship for the next 96 minutes.
How do you think they've done so far?
I think they've done great. I think they've looked at what they've had and said, okay, we got some guys balling out, doing craziness stuff that we hadn't seen, you know, all season. So we're going to let the chips fall where they may because they're being consistent with it through all three games. So why wouldn't it happen the next two?
Exactly. And you know what? LeBron made his comments about his teammates in that interview we aired yesterday with Dwayne Wade on ESPN Sports Center following the game on Tuesday night. And I could only imagine, as LeBron talked about, hey, guys, don't get comfortable now that we're home, playing in our own building,
right.
You're sleeping in your own bed, you've got your friends and family members around, you're kind of back in your routine and make it seem like the regular season again, but it is so not. And so I just hope, and I could, like I said, to open this up, I could only imagine what LeBron's saying to them, looking him in their eyes, like, keep the edge. Us against the world. How do you, you know, and for these guys to absorb it, which they have based on their performance thus far in the playoffs, especially in the NBA finals, it's to see those guys living in. And as we heard from Charles Gaines yesterday, film study and ask questions and rest and go out on the practice field and learn. And if I screw it up, get it right. At this point, they're a well-oiled machine, and I just hope that they take all that LeBron is giving them, both mentally and emotionally, about how to manage this situation, because LeBron has been there many times before, and he's had the influence by his family and living in Miami, and how easy is it to go out and celebrate, you know, after a game, but it's immediately jumping in that cold tub, getting your sleep, getting your nutrition, rehydrating, watching film, you know. And I saw, I think it was Stephen A. Smith had his, or I'm sorry, Chris Broussard today on SportsCenter while I was at the gym this morning. I got stuck by the water fountain just watching, like, it was like hour by hour LeBron's last 24 hours. It was cryotherapy, cold tub, stretching, massage, practice, eating, hydrating. It's like, and it's, so I just hope it. If LeBron's doing it, that means he's giving it his all so he can give you 48 minutes of, if he has to play 48, 53, whatever. Let's have those 7, 8, 9, 10 guys do the same.
Everybody do it, because we're all in Cleveland. Nathan's girl, Matt Wilton. Let's go to Dorothy in Cleveland now. What's up, Dorothy?
Go Cavs, first of all. I got a couple questions. Okay, now we know that Dele went to the hospital for dehydration. He's probably tired. And we know that Shep Green deliberately ran into his arm because I was watching it. Okay, why is it that we're not using Joe Harris? He's young. He hasn't played almost all season.
You just said it. He's young and he hasn't played. And there's a reason why he's gone back and forth between Canton and Cleveland all season long.
Yes.
Oh, you don't think he could play defense?
I would not trust him
in an NBA finals.
In an NBA finals to make a free throw in the first quarter, let alone in the fourth quarter.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Dorothy.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Michael in University Heights now. What's up, Michael?
Hey guys, how's it going?
Good, buddy. How are you?
How are you?
Good. I just, you know, this is the third time I've called. I called Sunday and I called Tuesday. I figured I had to make it a ritual to call today.
There you go. Nice. Let's do it.
We'll be talking to you Sunday again.
Yeah.
You can call me personally.
All right. So this is just my take on tonight. I said on Tuesday there's no way JR has three bad games in a row. Or two bad games in a row. I'm saying three now. We need a big night from JR.
Yes, we do.
I really think it's coming. I don't know when. But I think that's huge for us tonight. And going off what you guys were saying about LeBron getting his rest, I think he's setting himself up for a great finals performance if we win tonight. Because if we win tonight, when LeBron, like you saw in Game 4 against Atlanta, he is on a mission when it's only one win away. So that's why I think tonight might be one of the biggest nights in Cleveland history. So
I think it is a huge night. You got to go out there. You got to take care of business and get it done tonight. That's certainly what we all hope the Cavaliers do down at the Q when they take on the Cleveland, the Golden State Warriors. When we come back, we'll continue to take your phone calls and tweets, 216-578-0850. We'll also talk about what we saw today down at OTAs. Any Browns questions you've got, hit us up. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.